This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Elections officials counted votes in Hong Kong's district council elections after months of pro-democracy demonstrations. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Hong Kong pro-democracy forces have headed for a landslide victory in local elections that saw record turnout, delivering a stunning rebuke to Beijing. The voting results Monday showed pro-democracy candidates winning nearly every seat they contested in Hong Kong's 18 district councils. It's the latest evidence of continued public support for a five-month-old pro-democracy movement that has been speaking out against control of Hong Kong by Beijing. The vote will not significantly change the balance of power in Hong Kong, but the district council vote is seen as one of the most reliable indicators of public opinion, since it's the only fully democratic election in Hong Kong. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
More than three dozen people are reported dead in a series of security-related incidents in Afghanistan, including a fatal attack on a UN vehicle in the capital, Kabul. Several of the dead were civilians. Afghan officials said Sunday that Taliban rebels assaulted a security outpost in one province overnight, killing eight soldiers and wounding four others. Senior provincial authorities claim the ensuing firefight also killed at least 20 assailants, although the Taliban has disputed those claims. Meanwhile, doctors and residents in western Farah province said an Afghan government airstrike killed at least nine civilians and injured several others. Emergency officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 26 people died when an airplane crashed shortly after takeoff on Sunday. The 19-seat aircraft operated by a local company, Busy Bee, crashed into a residential area near Goma Airport. Several of the victims were on the ground when the plane crashed. This is VOA News. The U.S. Secretary of the Navy has been fired over the case of a Navy SEAL facing a disciplinary proceeding. AP correspondent Ben Thomas with more.
The Pentagon says Navy Secretary Richard Spencer submitted his resignation at the request of Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who it says had lost trust and confidence in Spencer because of a lack of candor over conversations with the White House involving the handling of the SEAL case. President Trump tweeted last Thursday that he would not let the Navy take away Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher's Trident pin, which designates him a SEAL. But at an international security forum Saturday, Spencer said he did not consider a tweet to be an order, and it would take a formal order to stop the Navy Review Board, which is set to meet December 2nd, to consider Gallagher's case. Gallagher was acquitted of murder in the 2017 stabbing death of a captured Islamic State militant in Iraq, but a military jury did convict him of posing with the corpse. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Security forces used live ammunition and tear gas to disperse protesters in southern Iraq Sunday. That killed at least 13 people and wounded dozens more. Anti-government protests have been erupting all across the oil-rich South since October as demonstrators continue to demand an end to corruption and improve services. In Basra, Sunday, seven people were killed in what one security official called one of the worst days of the protest movement. Devin Nunes, the top Republican on the Congressional Committee investigating U.S. President Donald Trump, refused to answer questions Sunday as to whether he met with a former Ukrainian official to gather information on the son of former Vice President Joe Biden. Nunes has repeatedly denounced the impeachment inquiry proceedings, which are focused on whether Mr. Trump inappropriately pressured Ukraine to open investigations. The proceedings led by Democrats will continue, while some continue to line up for the Democratic nomination for president. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
After a second week of televised hearings in the impeachment inquiry of President Trump, Democrats in Washington say they have proof of misconduct.
The president has used his office for his own personal gain, and in doing so, undermined the national security of the United States.
I will begin by swearing you in.
Several key witnesses have so far refused or been ordered by the Trump White House not to testify. President Trump dismissed the merits of the investigation. Also Sunday, former New York City mayor and billionaire Michael Bloomberg announced his candidacy for president of the United States. Bloomberg is one of more than a dozen candidates running for the Democratic nomination. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.